STEM Rep. Crow, Europeans need to step up, returning Ukraine to pre-2014 borders likely unrealistic. By Ian Hanchett on February 19, 2025. During an interview with the Fox News Rundown podcast released on Wednesday, stated that Ukraine returning to its pre-2014 borders is probably not realistic. It's probably just not realistic, if we're actually going to talk about how to get this done. And European nations need to step up. There's no doubt that Europe is going to be a big part of security guarantees. Any element to a peace deal is going to have to require that there be security guarantees. Crow began by saying, like most wars, it will end at a negotiating table. I believe that. So, with that in mind, there's a right way and wrong way to do that. He continued, and what I don't like to see is the maligning of our ally, of our partner, calling Zelensky a dictator. Listen, this is a democracy, this is a country we've supported for a long time. They want to come further into the Western orbit. They want to build their alliance with the United States, and it's in our interests to do so. So, the idea that he went to Russia first, I think, was a mistake. You go to your ally first, you go to your partner first. You establish the confines of how these negotiations should start, and then we go to Russia. So, I'm afraid that the messages are weakening our hand here. Crow further stated that the Europeans should be involved in negotiations at the right time, and they need to step up. There's no doubt that Europe is going to be a big part of security guarantees. Any element to a peace deal is going to have to require that there be security guarantees. Crow also said that returning hostages and POWs have to be part of a deal. And if we're being honest about this, the idea of going to pre-2014 land borders is probably not realistic. It's probably just not realistic, if we're actually going to talk about how to get this done. So, what is realistic and what is important here? Maybe it's pre-2022 borders. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.